We are in Daf Vav Amud Beis. We have one Taisus to learn Paita Mamainai Be Mamain Kai. The Gemara had asked the Kashem. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya to Rabbi. There could be Tokfei Koyin Meitzin Oisei Miyadoi. That what it's also begisa vavoides kedusha bo me'aleo shani. That was Rabbi Steiner, and Rav Chananya brought a raya to Rabbi that it is that way. That talk for koyin mitzi naisim yodei, because if talk for koyin ain mitzi naisim yodei nimsa paita mamayne be mamayne shal koy. That was the gemara. So how could why is hasveikis nichnasin ledir? It's paita mamayne be mamayne shal koy. Zaktaisves vechainu maskone. That is the maskone lemaise. Dim tokfu koyin maitzien miyodai. That we hold tokfu koyin maitzien miyodai. Because is that the maskone? Abaye attempted to slug up the raya. That could be speaking about Teishan and the Sofik, but then he said then it would be a Siri Sofik, and there's no such thing. So we have the Raya of Rav Chananya. It's Rav Chananya proved that the talk for Koyim may see Meyodai, because it says Asfekis Nichnosen Ledir, and if talk for Koyim aim it see Meyodai, is Nimtza Paita Mamayne B'Mamayne Shal Koyim. That was Rav Chananya's Raya, and that's the Maskona. Abai wanted to slug it up, and he hit chad and he fell off from the upshlok. So that's how we paskin tukfu koyim maitzin oisei miyode. So that means, so let's translate this in a layman's language, that if there was a suffik in dini mominis, and first Reuven was a muhzik, and then Shimon will hop away from Reuven, so the din muhzik paskin zois that it's Reuven's and Shimon can't chap. I mean, that's the din. That the atvise, if Mishas leidus hasofik, Reuven was a muhzik, so a later tvise will not change the din. And mitzim miyodai, we leave it by the first muhzik. V'cheinu maskone din tok v'koyim mitzim miyodai. Taima. Vetaisus akashe. The beperik hashoyel beperik beisku, gabi echot shesocha melchots, muki shmul hodi achloiku bebo bemza achoydish, avo bo besoif achoydish kule lesoicha, vamase koche de mitzien miyodai. Now let us just explain and appreciate Taisus kashe. Shmuel is speaking about a case as follows. There was a case that Reuven is masker Shimon Amelchitz. And the conditions that were written in the contract was as follows. It was Yud Beis Dinner Lashone, Dinner Echad Lachaydish. That was the Otmach. Now, of all things, there was Nisaber Hashone. So now we have a problem how to read the contract. There's two stira dikalashinas. The first lashon was Yud Beis Dinner Lashone. You have to pay 12 dinner for a shone. So that means that's the opmach, that for the year you pay 12 dinner. It was Nisabra Hashone, but that was the first lashon. I mean, I said Yud Beis Dinner Lashone. It's a, the year has another month. It's irrelevant, but that was not Mach, Yud Beis Dinner Lashone. Then he had written a second lashon that said Dinner Echad L'Chaydish. So now we have a problem. Do we say Tafas Lashon Rishon or Tafas Lashon Acher? That means it's theoretical Lashonis. If we say Yud Beis Dinner Lashone by Nisaba Hashone, he pays Yud Beis Dinner. If we say Dinner Echel L'Chaydish, so he'll have to pay 13 dinner. It's a Sofik. So Shmuel said the Locha will be as follows. It matters, the din will be as follows. And let's say three cases. If the let's say he rented it out to him in Nissan. Now it came right before other bays. Right before other bays. Now, the maskir comes to the entire with the seicher. He says, listen, I said, dinner zov lachaydish. You want to pay, one of the two, either give me a dinner or you can move. Yeah, I mean, so now there's a shaila on the merchets. Is the seicher allowed to use the merchets the 13th chaydish? The maskir says he's not allowed to. I just rented it 12 dinner for was dinners of lachaydish. Now, if you want to use it, you have to pay me or else leave. Now, on the merchets, the maskir has a morikama. Muklera shaila. Is it rented to the seicher for the 13th month or not? We have a suffix tikaloshin. So on this shaila, the Baal HaMelchitz is a morikame. That means the Melchitz was, is the shaila, was it rented out to the seicher for the 13th month or not? I'm a morikame. So I'm giving you an ultimatum on either Lee or you pay me. That's if they came to the entire, the right before other Shem. Shmuel said like this, if they came after other Sheni, it's after other Sheni already, now the maskir comes to the Seicher, no, pay me for the 13th month. So then Shmuel says, Amaitze mechaveri olamara. He's a muchzik, we'll see soon. He's a muchzik. And if he comes in the middle of the month, so for the first half of the month, he'll be potter to pay. And for the second half of the month, he can kick him out. That's the halacha what Shmuel says. Shmuel makes a chilek, bo betchilas ha-chaydesh kuloi lemaske, bo lesayf ha-chaydesh kuloi lesayche, bo beemz ha-chaydesh yisayach leik. Now, let me, before we try to appreciate Taisvis Kasha, Taisvis has a problem from our Gemara to Shmuel. L'chayre, we could say there's no problem whatsoever. The problem, L'chayre Shmuel is gewaldig. That means like this. If we're coming in the beginning of Rosh Chodesh, Adar Sheni, so now the Shaila is on the Melchitz. Can you live there? Can you not live there? The Maskil says, there's a suffix. The Lushainis are very unclear. So the Maskil says, I have a Morikama on the Melchitz. It was mine. It was mine. Till now the Shaila, did you get a schus in the Melchitz? Didn't you get a schus in the Melchitz? I have a morikame. So, I'll kick you out. It's my Melchitz. On the 13th month, it's my Melchitz, and I have a morikame. So, you can't use the Melchitz unless you pay me for it. He comes at the end of the month. So, l'chayre now, the shaila is, does he owe him money? Does he owe him money? I mean, he says, good, you use the melchit, so now you know, there's a deal. Dinner is of l'chaydish. You were there 30 months. You have to pay me not another dinner. It's a sovik if I have to pay you. Well, I'm a muzik in my money. Hamaitz mechaveri olavaraya. L'chayre, that's how we could learn the Gemara. That's how we could learn the Gemara. So this has no shaykhis at all to our sugya. We don't even begin to understand what Taisvis Kasha is. But before we go to Taisvis Kasha, I'd like to mention a shayla, and then we'll appreciate Taisvis Kasha. We paskin, tokfo koyin maitziyan oisim yodai, Taisvis said. We paskin, that's maskonos asugya, tokfo koyin maitziyan oisim yodai. Fine. So there was, let's say we have here a Safed Prayer, a Safed Pidyim Petach Hamor. The Kohen went and chapted. He got a call from Bezen, you know, we're coming soon to take it away from you. You're gonna take it away from you. The Kohen hears that, so he says, I'll be a step ahead of Bezen. So he goes right away, he takes the tleh, he shechs the tleh, he makes a suda, he eats it up. Fine. The Bezen is coming there, they get here with the police force, they want to take it away from him. He says, if you want, you can answer my brother in the forces can answer me, but there's nothing to be mercy from me. It's the einenu. What will be the din there? What will be the din there? So we can look at this shaila in two ways on it. We can look at this shaila. He was actually a kohen. I mean, he's smart. Now, so what do you want from me? Money. Money. I'm telling you that this was a pidyon petach hamor. This was really mine. So, the money you want, amaitz mechaber olavaraya. Or we could say, and someone does say like this, but we could say not like this. We could say, please, the shaila is not on the money. The shaila was, do you have a right to be typhus, the tle? That's the shaila. If we paskin, when you're typhus it, it's called your typhus yenim's tle, that means your tfisa does not change it into, we paskin the tle belong to the yisrael. That was our psak. By you happing it, it doesn't change the dintayra. The tle belongs to him. You ate it up, so now you have to pay for it. We're not going to claim now a new shaila. There's a shaila that I owe you money. No. The shaila does not begin with your wallet. The shaila began with the tle. Is the tle yours or his? And we bask in the tle was his. By you chapping the tle, it doesn't make it yours. He's the muzik. You don't get it in muzik. So memele, so we bask in the ready, the tle is his. You ate it up. Very good. Now you pay for it. It's not a new shaila now, and you'll say, "Amaitz mecheveri olavaraya." The shaila, let's go by the origin of the shaila. The origin of the shaila is who does the tle belong to? When we paskin, the tle belongs to the Yisrael. So you'll have to pay. So now let's come back to Shmuel. Now, if we paskin on the Melchitz, in the beginning of the Chodesh, we paskin on the Melchitz, beginning of the Chodesh, we had a shaila, who does this Melchitz belong to? To the Masker or to the Seicher? So we said, well, the Masker has a Mori Kama on the Melchitz. It's his Melchitz. So Memela is so we should paskin. So if it's his Melchitz, you live there, pay for it. So we have to understand Shmuel. So Pshat in Shmuel is as follows. Pshat in Shmuel is if he took the Tashmishim of the Melchitz, he used the Melchitz. The usage of the Melchitz that he had used, he has a din tofus on that. That means whatever he used, it is considered that he was a tofus on the Tashmishim. He used the Tashmishim. So whatever he's a tofus on, he doesn't have to pay. Because I'm a tofus. That means if we're coming at the beginning of the Chodesh, there's no Tashmishim. The whole Dion is only who does the Melchitz belong to. Then the Masker is a Morikame, and the Masker holds, so it's my Melchitz, a guten Tag. You're not allowed to use it. So we that's how we misalik the Seicher. If the Seicher used it for half a month, so now we're clearing on this half a month, he had a mori kame, take, on the Melchitz, but the Seicher, by using the Melchitz, he had a din tofus on the Tashmishim. That means the Tashmishim and Melchitz that he had used, he had a din tofus. And the reason why we paskin, he doesn't have to pay for it, because he had a din tofus on the Tashmishim, and therefore, so he doesn't have to pay for it. Fragt euch, was euch weh, das ist nicht stimmt mit Asugie. Asugie says, Tofu, koje, mei, zieh, he became now a Tofus. We paskind already on the Melchitz that belongs to the Masker. Now he became a Tofus on the Tashmishim. That's Tofu Koyim. Tofu Koyim, we paskind, mei, zieh, miyodi. It doesn't change the Torah that he chapped it. He lived in the Melchitz. He used the Melchitz. He's a din Tofus on the Melchitz. So this is equivalent to Tofu Koyim. So, but we paskin talk for koyin maitzim miyodoi. So just like we said, if the koyin will happen and later he'll eat it up, we won't say, well, it's a shayla for yoyimon. There's no shayla. Your tvisa doesn't help. Your tvisa doesn't help because we paskin that it's, the bailam is the first muzik. So, you ate it up, so pay for it. Your tvisa, it will not be mishana the din. So Mamela, that what the Seicha was mishtamish with the Melchitz, which halachically gives him a din tofus on the Tashmishim. He used, whatever he used, he has a din tofus, so is not better than Tokfu Kayin. So that shouldn't change the din. So that's Taisvus Kasha. Now we'll appreciate Taisvus Kasha. But Taisvus, Taimo. בפרק השויל, בפרק בייסק, הוא גבי יחד שסוחר מלחות, מוקי שמול הוד יחלויקו, that what it says in the Mishnah, יחלויקו, בבו באמצע החוידש, and he doesn't have to pay for the first half of the month, because he's a tofus on the Tashmishim. אבל בו בסייף החוידש כולי לסויחר, because he was tofus all the Tashmishim. And the tvisa of the soicha overweighs the morikam of the maskers. Now, because he was a tofus on the tashmishim, but masikoche the moitzi and miyodei. That is pshat and tosfos kasha. So tosfos is now a moridike problem. V'yeshloimer the hosam nichnas beheter lekach mahani tvisosai. Now, Tosfos is going to tell us Yesoidis in Hilchis Tvise. That's what it says. Tokfu koyin meitzin oisei miyodoi does not mean any Tvise does not help after in the, if Bishas laid us a sofik, the Reuven was a muzik, it does not mean that any tfise does not help. It means a tfise misofik doesn't help, but a tfise beheter, a tfise bershus does help. That means like this. This soicher had acquired the right to use this melchitz. He had acquired the right to use them. He's here in the Melchitz not because he grabbed it, maybe it's mine. That means the Seicher is using the Melchitz beheter. He's using the, he got a right to use the Melchitz. Such a tvise, I don't say tofu, I might see him miyodai. Tosfos is telling, that means the Rishonim had Shas in front of them, and they had problems. They had a lot of problems. Here you say, Tokfu Koyim Meitzin, and here you say, Tokfu Ein Meitzin. So, you have to make guidelines. So, Tosfos says, these are one of the guidelines. The guidelines is, if a person became a Tofus Beheter, that means I entered the Napshat is, if there would be a Pesasichsich between you and me, and I would go and grab the Melchitz, some emailer, that's the sugi of Tokfu Koyim. There's a sofik and I grab it. I'm here already. Uz nichnas beheta. I'm here in the Melchitz. If I'm here in the Melchitz, and I continue living in the Melchitz, that is called Tofas beheta. I'm remaining. I was allowed to use the Melchitz and I'm remaining there. I'm here not because of a grabbing me sofik. No, I'm continuing my Tashmishim, which I acquired from you. Tofas beheter, there's no din of Meitzi and Miyodei. That's the Teretz. We have a problem, and that's the Teretz. That's Tosfos Teretz. Avolocha loy beta tofas ki im besofik. That means he's grabbing it misofik, so that will not give him a din tofos. That means there is such a concept before you were a muhzik, now I'm a muhzik. It matters how you became now a muhzik. If it was tofas misofik, you're not called a muhzik. If it's tofas beheta, that means I had a heta, it was tofas b'shus, I had a heta to use this melchitz, and I'm continuing my usage, which I had permission to use. Now you're waking up, pay me for it. Tofas beheta helps. That we say ein mitzvah miyode. Period. V'hadam rinin beperik beis diksubis. Now Tais has another problem. I mean, Tais has problems from Shas. Shnayim achsumim al ashtar. We have a shtar, and the shtar, it says that Berl borrowed $100 from Yankel. That's what it says in the shtar. Yankel has the shtar, and Yankel is the shtar, Ashtar is the malve. It says that Berl borrowed $100 from it. Fine. Now, two Edim, and let's say the Edim, Achsumim al Ashtar, Aruven and Shimon, these are two Edim that are gechasmet on the shtar. Fine. Now, Levi and Yehuda come to Bezin, and they tell Bezin, you know, this Maisa, that what the Shtar says, the Reuben and Shimon Ameh, that Bevel borrowed $100 from Yankiv, they were forced to do it. They were forced at gunpoint to do it. So they wrote it. But it's what they say doesn't mean anything. That's what they're saying. From the Sugya in Ksubis, Chazal looked at the Shtar. That's what Levi and Yehuda are saying. The chsime of Reuben and Shimon seems to be saying that there was a halbo. So the Gemara calls this treyu trey. That means that Reuben and Shimon are saying that Berl owes $100. Levi and Yehuda are saying that Berl does not owe $100. So it's treyu trey. Right? Treyu trey. We have two kites eidim, which there's a difference of opinion between them. The Reuben and Shimon saying Berl did borrow, they usually said Berl did not borrow. Fine, so it's called Trayitray. So it says, Ein Nemonim. Ein Nemonim. We don't believe Levi and Yehuda. Now, if we would stop over here, Ein Nemonim, so we don't believe them, so if you don't believe them, so I would say that, so now Yaakov could munda chayiv from Berl. Ain't among them. I believe the first guy. Umasik, but the Gemara says uki trei bahadi trei, vuki mamoine becheskes moi. The Gemara says no. Yaakov cannot munda $100 from Berl. Why can Yaakov munda $100 from Berl? Because to say Berl does not owe him. Levi and Yehuda say that Berl doesn't know it. So, uki trei labadi trei, uki mamoine becheskes morei, Berl does not have to pay anything, trei trei, he's a mursik, he doesn't have to pay. Fine. That's the maskonis agamor. So now, what's that ain't amonim? Are you ain't amonim? You believe them. You say Berl doesn't have to pay. The shtar says he owes money. The shtar says that Berl owes Yaakov $100. Levi and Yehuda says he doesn't know. So first the Gemara says, ein amonim. We don't believe Levi and Yehuda. Then it says, but you can't mon from Berl. So if you can't mon from Berl, so that means you do believe Levi and Yehuda. So the Gemara is very unclear. First it says, ein amonim, and then it says, buki mamayne becheskes mori, which sounds like double talk. This is a big problem. So let's again see the Gemara. Taisus. Vahadamina beperik beis diksubis. Shnayim achsumim al ashtar. Ubo acherim v'omrim anusim hoyu. Ein amonim. Umasik du'uki trei bahadi trei. Buki mamoine becheskes mor. So he doesn't have to pay. Ve'ein amonim dekoma. So they are namon. Perish Rashi dim tofas hamalve loy mafkine minei. That means ain't amonim. If the malve have the money from the loive, so we will not believe Levi and you didn't take it away from the malve, we'll leave it by the malve. That's what Rashi says. So now, we have here a tremendous problem. Now, let's study this problem. We have here Treyetrei. Two Edim say that Beryl owes Yaakov $100. Two Edim say that Beryl does not owe Yaakov $100. And we say, Ukim Amoine Becheskas Morei. You leave the money by, it's a suffix, you leave the money by Beryl. Zot Rashi, but if Yaakov will have the money from Beryl, so then, ain't the money, we'll leave the money by Yaakov. No, so that's a stirat ha-sugya, that's takfukoyin, emitzim yodoy. That's a tight chain of money. So they say it's a problem now for nagmaring subis. That's the problem. So, chloimer, shetofas, kaidim shibo edim, leave salashtar. Deine kaidim shunayu da sofik. No, the gemar means something else. Gosh, he's right. Ein amonim means you don't take it away from the malve, but it's not speaking about that the malve chap the money after leidus asofik. If the malve would chap the money after leidus asofik, so since bishas leidus asofik, the loive was the murzik, ukim amoine becheskas morei, so then we will leave the money, we'll leave the money by the loive. Here it's speaking about the malva took the money before we knew about anything. The malva took the money. And now later to aid him come and say, you know, the anusim are you. So now it's ain't the money. V'oid yeshloima, the ain't the money, not the way Rashi says. The ain't the money, the loime karinim bei, V'loi makbinim bei, v'loi linyin tvisa. Eina money means something else. Tvisa won't help, because tokfu metziyim yodai. Eina money means we don't tear the shtar. We're not gaiva with the shtar. That means that's what the Gemara means. You don't believe the second cut. If you believe the second cut, we tear the shtar. We don't believe the first cut, so we're not gaiva. So eina money means we don't tear the shtar, but we're not gaiva either. But Tvisa, we're not speaking about Tvisa. Tvisa doesn't help. Now, let us go a little further. Now let's see on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Omale Rav Acha Midifti L'Ravine My Sveikis. What is the case of Sveikis? Ilei Mesofik B'chayreis. What's the teich sveikis nichnosim ledir? You have a sofik. If it's speaking about sofik b'chayreis, yiye kodesh omarachmone v'loy shekvar kodesh. It says in the posik, by maise behime v'asiri yiye kodesh l'ashem. So the asiri has to become kodesh. Before it's an asiri, it doesn't have any kedusha whatsoever. Yeah, kodesh amrachmona v'loy shekva kodesh. Ela sofik pidyon petach hamayel. Speaking about sofik pidyon petach hamayel. Yeah. Zot Rashi. Mais veikes damoren la'el. Asveikis nichnosen ledir lisasa. If it's speaking about Sofik Bechoyer, so how could it be nichnosen ledir? A Sofik Bechoyer is Sofik Kodesh, so it's possible for Maise Behemah, because it says Yeh Kodesh. So it's speaking about Sofik Pidyon Petach Hamayel. Tlesho hufresh al sofik petach amir. Shafilu petach amir vadai aimit leze shel pidyin mishum kedusha. So now, I'd just like to perhaps deviate for a few minutes to say over a Rashbe, a Goyim, who just We're just mamish touching the tip of the iceberg, but al kaponim, the tip is also chashiv. The Gemara over here on Dav Zayin Amid Aleph has a pilpul. What's the taich sveikes nichnosim ladir? So it seems the Gemara that's had, that sveikes means safik bacher, a safik bacher by meteret, safik nichnosim ladir. So the Gemara says, no, it's speaking of a safik, it can't be speaking of safik bacher because sveikes safik bacher is not nichnos ladir because yia kodesh v'lai shekva kodesh. Oh, so it's speaking about safik, a safik, Pidyim Petach Hamer that Tzichin HaKadosh. So we have here two stodim in the Gemara, that one side was a speaking about Safik Prayer, second side was speaking about Safik Pidyim Petach Hamer. Fine. We have here a sugya, if Tokfu Koyin Meitziyin Miyadoi, or Ein Meitziyin Miyadoi, and we just learned before Taisvis and Afvavim at Beis, Taisa says, well, the maskonis asugya is that talk for kaya mitzi miyada in that. The Gemara proved it because if I mitzi miyada, nimsa paita mamayni bamayni shokar. Fine. That's the sugya. The Rambam paskins talk for kaya ain mitzi miyada. Ain mitzi miyada. That's how the Rambam paskins. So everyone has a tremendous problem. What did the Rambam do with the Gemara? I mean, the Gemara proved, Rab Hananya proved, that Tokfu Koyin Meitziyin Miyodai. Because if you hold Ein Meitziyin, Nimtza Poita Mamoinai B'Mamoinai Shal Koyin. I mean, that's the whole sugya, and Abai wanted it to be matrimon. If you hold Tokfu Koyin Ein Meitziyin, Nimtza Poita Mamoinai B'Mamoinai Shal Koyin. Zokta Rashbe, and Zokta Goyin, no problem whatsoever. We hit the Gemara had a tzad that it's speaking about Bukhir Bahimatoira. Sufik Bukhir, I mean Sufik Bukhir Bahimatoira. So then, there's, so, let's work backwards. The Maskonis HaGemara is that it's speaking about a pidyon petach hamayr. Now, a pidyon petach hamayr, so it's like, a Yisrael had a tlet, then he had a suffix petach hamayr. So it was paid the suffix petach hamayr with the tlet. Now, al klara shayle, who does the tlet belong to? So suffix pidyon petach hamayr. So I say it belongs to the Yisrael. What reason do I have to say it belongs to the Yisrael? I have two reasons. One reason is a murzik. I have a better reason. Yerecheskes morikama on the tle. That means when, before he was poide, it was his tle. No shayl about it. Forget about murzik. It was his tle. And now he made a suffix pinyin. So it's a suffix, did the tle become ois tle, ois my tle, or is it still my tle? That I have a birl of cheskes morikam. So the Rashbe and the Goyim, cheskes morikam, 100%, talk for Goyim, mitziyim yodoy. If cheskes morikam says that it belongs to the Yisrael, so the Goyim can't happen, no shayla about it. But Safik Bechiris, which we had, so Amitzi Mechaveri Olavarai, there was a shell Safik Bechiris. Safik Bechiris is, pshat is, that an animal was born. Is it a Bechir, or is it not a Bechir? I don't know. If it is a Bechir, it's the Koyans. If it's not a Bechir, it's the Yisraels. What is the birul that it's the Yisrael's? Because he's a murzik, he was born in his store, so he's a murzik. So if the only birul that the Yisrael has is because he was a murzik in the b'chir, so now when the kohen chapter, so the kohen is a murzik. What the I knew that it belonged to the Yisrael. When the Bechir was born, they had a suffix right away. Is this Mama Klein? Is Mama Yisrael? I hadn't the faintest idea. But it was born, Baruch Hashem, in the stall of the Yisrael. So he said, I'm Yisrael Mechaber Olva. It's by the Yisrael. Leave it by the Yisrael. So the Rambam Paskin, so if a Kohen will chop it, so now it's by the Kohen. Leave it by the Kohen. That what it says, that is speaking about the Gemara, the Maskonis that Gemara is speaking about. It's speaking about a Sufet Pidyon Petach Amor. The Havamin of the Gemara, we have a Havamin of the Gemara also. The Havamin of the Gemara is speaking about Sufet Bechor. Now, if it's speaking about Sufet Bechor, so the Gemara proved, oh, you see, talk for Koyim, may see him the other day. That's right. If it's speaking about Sufet Bechor, you're talking right. So we were talking Poshit. That was the Raya. That Sufet Bechor may see him the other day, because else, Tim Kain Nimsa Poyta Mamayne, Mamayne Shokai. That is cause, man, you were under the impression that it's speaking about Sufet Bechor. So Mamel, Yevarai Taka Tok for Koyim may see him the other day. But when we come to Dav Zayin Omed Aleph, the Gemara says, it can't be speaking about Sufik Bechor, because Sufik Bechor, it says, Yir Kodesh, Loi Shekvar Kodesh. It can't be speaking. So it has to be speaking about Sufik Pidyon Petach Amor. Oh, if it's speaking about a Sufik Pidyon Petach Amor, so there's no riot if it didn't have Tok for Koyim. Tok for Koyim, we have a Shaila by a Sufik Bechor. That's what we're talking about over here. So we hear that Bechor was born. A Savik Bechor. It doesn't belong to the Yisrael, doesn't belong to the Kohen. So they're the only Birul that the Yisrael has, because he was born in his Rishus, it's a Muzik. So Mamela, so there, the Moira Tzad, talk for Kohen, hey, Mitzim, Yodai. The Gemara said, no. Talk for Koyin Maitzian, and because the Gemara held that this is also speaking about Sufik Bechor. That was the Vav Amud Beis. But we come to Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, so now we see that Tzveikis is not speaking about Sufik Bechor, it's speaking about Sufik Pidyon Petach Amor. Oh, Sufik Pidyon Petach Amor, there is a Morikame, of a Shteitzer. By a Morikame we pass can talk for Koyin, Maitzian Miyodoy. But by a Muchzik we pass can Sufik Koyin, and let us just, now let's look in the Agoyis Agro on the bottom and the above on the base. So he says this in a few words. V'chein hu maskone, Taisvi said that the maskone is tokvu koyin mitzim yodin. Now Taisvi had a problem with Shmuel and Agmar and Subis. Taisvi had a lot of problems. V'chein dash shal poiskim. Aval Rambam Choylik, the cause of a Rashba, Dilla Maskone, the Meforesh Sveikis, Sofik Petach Amor, Ein Raya, the Bepetach Amor, Leizoche Koyim. Their Petach Amor Take is put, Tokvo Koyim, is Meitzimi Yodoy. Ubisek Var is Chazik Bo Abailim. Because, no, the Petach Amor, Leizoche Ben Koyim. The Koyim is not Seich in the Chamor. And the same is a cheskes morikame. That was the Rambam shita. Fine. So shalom al Yisrael. But let us just say a little bit more. A little bit more. So we're just saying now, according to the Rambam, there's a difference. If the Yisrael won Alts Murzik, the whole Birer is Alts Murzik, then we say talk for Koyin, Eimetzin. Before you were Murzik, I'm a Murzik. If the Yisrael is a Birer of Cheskes Morikame, so then Cheskes Morikame is Mevare, that it's the Yisrael, and then the Koyin came Chas. That's Shitas Rambam. Is the Meforshim Esk Amir de Kekashe. So let's go to Sufik Bechor. When does the Bechor become Momen Koyin? When it's born. Petarechem, when it becomes a Bechor, Yotzaruba, Yotzaroisha, when it's born, then it becomes Momen Koyin. Because man, it's an Uber, it's like a Momen Yisrael. So the Yisrael is a Cheskes Morikame on the Uber. Before it got born, I have a cheska, forget about muhzik. I have a cheska's morikama on the yubo. Fine. It's my yubo. No shaila about it. Now we're clearing with the lady. Did it become mamen koyim, or is it still my mamen? I have cheska's morikama. And morikama, you're telling me, talk for koyim, I see me yodoy. So, what's pshatin the Rambam? If you say the Rambam holds that there's a difference between Cheskes Morikame and Murzik, so by Bechor is also Cheskes Morikame, because till the late of the Bechor, it belonged to the Israel. It was a Cheskes Morikame. So what did we gain by saying this Chilek? The Rambams, if the Rambam holds Tok for Koyim, Eimitzim Yodi, that's a filo keneged a cheskes morikam. That is a kasha which the Gdoili Achoinim ask, just like to answer one teretz, what Rav Naftali says, I think the disciple says this teretz, and we'll remain with this, that the lumdis of cheskes morikam means as follows. The lumdis of cheskes morikam means something was mine, an alpi cheshbin, it should remain mine forever. It's mine. Like this tle. I had a tle. It's my tle. Now I was poided with this tle, asavit petachamel. So I'm clearing a shaila. Did this pidyon change my status of bailis? Or is I'm still bailim? So that is a dincheskes morikamet. That means it was mine till now. I say my bailis did not change. It's still mine. And memela, so it's not a pidyon petachamel. And finish, it's mine. That is the gedat of cheskes morikam. But when you're speaking about an uber, that's a bechoyer, that's a suffic bechoyer, so we'll ask you, you're a bailim. The Israel is a bailim. Till when are you a bailim? So, I'm a bailim, kozman, it's an uber. When it's going to be born, are you going to be a bailim, yes or no? Well, that I don't know, it's a suffic bechoyer. So the bailis, the cheskes morikame, was only mugbar, that means I know the uber is his. When it will be born, will it remain his? I haven't the faintest idea, because it's a safik bechir, so maybe when it'll be born, it'll become the koyin. Maybe it's not a prayer when they're born, it'll remain mine. But my cheskes morikame, that I knew klo, that I was a bailim, I was only a bailim on a zman mugbul till the later. After the later, from the beginning we knew that it'd be a suffix if it's mine after the later or not. That is not considered cheskes morikame. So there, because the cheskes morikame was only till the later. After the later, we didn't know b'chlau who it will belong to. So the only reason we assume to belong to the Israel, because the Israel was a Murzik in the Bukhar, that the Rambam Paskins talk for Kain, aim a team yodai. Before it was the Israel's out Murzik, now the Kain is a Murzik. But by class, since he has a Cheskes Morikame, then we Paskin talk for Kain, aim a team yodai. That is Shita Sarambam.